Welcome back, lovers of all shapes, sizes, colors, and genders. I am motherfucking T-Puds!
And I'm Blue Smoke. How y'all doing today?
Welcome back to Ghetto is
F. Welcome back.
Movie discussions and mo.
And mo. Much mo.
What the fuck's up, Blue Smoke?
I'm Blue Smoke. You're T-Buzz.
I'm T-Buzz.
Doing pretty good today. Nothing much. Just excited about this new podcast. We haven't had one in a while because we posted so many to begin with. That okay. we just had so much to talk about in the beginning with that we just had to get it all out there at the same time. So
gotta get this shit down.
We thought we'd take a little break and let you all get familiar with our podcast and kind of get a chance to listen to everything. So now we're back and posting our first one in a while. So
we're back.
Yep.
Like that dinosaur movie.
We're gonna try to do it more regularly now, like one every once in a while, so that way you get a chance to listen to it and you don't get overloaded with our podcast. So yeah. So what are we gonna talk about today?
Talking about sex in the fucking city.
Yeah, T-Buzz actually had a chance to see this yesterday with his mom.
Or T-Mom.
He was fosed, so...
I was fosed.
He was fosed, like, fosed. So then, you know...
Like, fosed sex.
No, not like that.
It hurt.
More like you were forced to see the movie with your mom. And if you make a reference of seeing a movie with your mom to force that, then...
It hurt like fosed sex.
No, then but with your mom, so that's gross. You don't want to make that reference.
Fosed sex with your mom must hurt pretty bad.
You don't want to make that reference. But anyway, he saw... Sex and the City movie, and
yes.
We weren't actually going to plan on seeing this movie ever, so we weren't going to review it, but since he actually got the chance to go see it, we thought that we're going to review it. Since he saw it, and it's just so Delaware.
They might as well just call it Shit in the City. I'm not going to lie. I'll start off with that.
There is actually Shit in the City.
Oh, it is?
Well, no, there is.
Oh, the shit. Oh, one girl shits her pants in the movie. That was kind of interesting.
Wait to the review.
Okay.
We're not there yet. We're introducing the review.
Well, let me start this motherfucker off. I can't.
All right,
I can't.
Take it over, T-Buzz.
I'm not even going to cut the fucking chase, okay? This movie's fucking Delaware. Fucking Delaware. Okay? And for all you out there in podcast land, I went in there with an open mind. I was like, maybe it won't be that bad. As a film lover, I was like, okay, maybe it might be good. It's fucking Delaware. Anyway, so I go in there, and it kept my attention for the first 45 minutes to hour. I swear, I was into it. I'm like, what the fuck's going to happen? Is this horse-faced bitch going to find love, or is T-Buds going to fucking masturbate in the fire tonight? And let me tell you, T-Buds has charcoal stains all over his dick. That's how much masturbating I had to do in the fire to get over this fucking movie.
That's gross.
It fucking...
That is gross. That is
so,
no bueno.
This movie takes after the show, the season finale of the show, where I guess horse-faced bitch Sarah Jessica Parker.
So it kind of like leaves off where the series left off?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool,
3 years
actually.
After.
If you're a fan of the show, I guess that would be kind of cool, you know?
It was kind of cool. No.
If the show wasn't just so fucking Delaware, so you know.
Yeah.
Okay, but go on. Continue.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to appeal to all the Sex and the City fans out there, the two that are listening.
Yeah. So, okay. So, it takes 3 years after the fucking season finale, and one of them moves away, the fucking slutty old bitch, I don't know her name, by heart.
Which the slutty, like, one that...
All of them are, like...
The blonde hair?
Yeah, the blonde hair.
The sluttiest one?
All of them are, like, 40 years old, like, early 40s, and she's fucking, like, 50, hanging out with them, like, oh, I fuck so many dudes. She's the same character in the fucking movie, but she moves away to California, and then all the other three have to deal with their relationship problems, and we want to see if Horseface, Sarah Jessica Parker, gets married. So, it starts off...
I wish I had a horse noise, but I don't.
We don't have one. there's a horse noise, courtesy of T-Buds. So, the bitch, you know, gets asked to marry by that fucking guy, I don't know his name. And then, you know, it's like, the next half hour of the movie is like her planning the wedding, her all excited. And then all of a sudden, the motherfucking douchebag, I guess, for lack of better words, fucking leaves her. But he comes to the wedding, but he doesn't get out of his car. He, like, doesn't go in the wedding. He's out in the parking lot, like, watching her walk in. And he's like, oh, no, I can't get out. Because the fucking ugly-ass redhead in the movie said, if you'd be smart if you didn't get married. Because her husband ends up cheating on her in the fucking movie, like, early on. So then, that's an hour into the fucking movie, okay? And I'm on my toes. She beats the motherfucker with her flowers because he confronts her. He's like, I'm sorry, forgive me. She's like, you cocksucker! You fucking cocksucker! My wedding! Ah! She fucking smacks him with his fucking flowers in the middle of New York
City. It's hardcore.
It was way hardcore. And I'm like, oh shit, this is going to be interesting now. Totally fucking wrong. The movie's 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 45 minutes roughly. The next hour and 45 minutes... I'd rather a fucking just I'm not gonna lie. I would have rather had sex with Angelina Jolie if she had fucking AIDS. Not gonna lie. Fucking all the last hour and 45 minutes of the movie was Horseface crying and being sad.
That's so ridiculous. Why would you want to watch
it? It was fucking an hour and 45 minutes of her being like,
oh my
God. I'm depressed. I'm sad. I'm gonna lay and fall asleep. And that's her. It was like a half hour scene of her fucking sleeping and not wanting to get up. So, by the time the end of the movie came around, I was like, I hope this guy doesn't get back with her. I hope he just fucking shits on her face and then's like, fuck you, bitch. I made the right decision. But no, of course they fucking get back together happily ever after.
Of course. Always happens.
But this movie fucking sucked. It would have been decent if it was an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes roughly. The whole extra hour that they had, no fucking point to the movie. No fucking point whatsoever. Okay? It was like this... Whoever fucking wrote this movie was like, man, we need to fill every fucking, like, little question about this, you know, about this. You know, there's a big saying when you write a movie, don't tell all, show all. What the fuck happened? It's like, oh, they get a divorce. She's like, well, I already paid for the honeymoon. That could have just been fixed with one simple line of dialogue. Oh, it's okay. We'll call and I'm sure we'll get the money back. That's it. But no. They're like, we'll call and get the money back. Ring, ring. No, we can't get the money back. So I booked tickets to go to Mexico. So fucking it's 45 minutes of them in Mexico. And Horseface is crying the whole time and sad and doesn't come out of a room while they fucking eat, while the other three bitches eat. That's the fucking movie. That is fucking 45 minutes of the fucking movie. Horseface crying in a fucking bed and all the other three bitches eating. And talking about vagina hair and who should shave the vagina hair. And maybe that's why the redhead's fucking husband cheated on her.
It's totally a movie for, like, middle-aged women.
No, my mom is a huge fan of the fucking show. Huge fan of the fucking show. And she wanted to masturbate in a fire with me.
She even dated this muscle guy who killed her bird. And
that wasn't as bad as Portugal.
Wasn't bad enough, this movie came out, and she saw it. That was even bad.
Oh, my God.
It was worse.
Okay, and then they introduced some black bitch that was on American Idol. And she won an Oscar.
They always put those, like, you know, low-key celebrities in.
But there's
like,
no fucking point. She was like, I'm sad.
Did she sing in the movie?
Horseface. No.
Okay, good.
No,
at least she doesn't sing. They always put, like, person, like, in a club singing. It's like, oh, the person from American Idol. Oh, my gosh.
Horseface is like, I'm sad, so I need to fucking hire an assistant. Why? Why the fuck do you need to hire an assistant? It was a pointless character, and it was another pointless half hour of the movie. I don't fucking care if this bitch rents Louis Vuitton bags. I don't care. I don't care about shoes that are $500 and never been worn. I don't care about your fucking relationship problems because they're fucking stupid. Okay? This whole movie could have been settled 5 minutes after the breakup. You know, the guy leaves the altar, but at least he showed up and then he turned around and he's like, I changed my mind. I want to get back. I want to get married. I got nervous for a second. Okay. There you go, bitch. No need to be depressed
That kind of makes sense.
No need to be depressed for a fucking year. And then they kept showing this bitch in her fucking bra. Like, it was like looking at a fucking, those stupid-ass commercials with the starving children. I was like, wow, put one of those African children in a fucking bikini, we got Sarah Jessica Parker. It was fucking ridiculous. It was disgusting. And then I'm waiting for some tits to pop up. Anything to keep my fucking...
No, you don't want them to pop up in that movie.
No, let me finish.
You don't
want
to see nothing about that movie.
Yes, I do. I want to see titties in that movie.
No, you don't. That movie...
The one chick, the brown-haired chick is pretty fucking hot in the movie. Whatever the I don't know her name. She has brown hair, but she's
Kristen Davis is her name, but I don't know her character's name. Charlotte. I'm on IMDb right now.
No, you're not. I'm looking at the PC.
Yeah, on IMDb.
But anyways... I'm waiting to at least see her tits. They show her in the shower fucking 8 times, but never show her tits. Her arms always, you know, very cleverly in the way. Like, oh my God, this is how I normally shower, is I put my arms so my boobs don't show. What the fuck? But no, whose tits do we see? The ugly fucking redhead's tits. And she's had sex with her ugly Jewish husband, fucking like with his curly chest hair. And they're like sweating and like grunting and they're like, ugh, yeah. And she's like, I'm a fucking redhead. I'm nasty. Fuck me, and he's
What did you say? I was just going to read a comment we got about the movie on IMDb.
Okay, let's hear the
comment. This guy says, critics need to move on, or at least try to be original. Saying that Sex and the City, the movie, is just for the fans, unnecessary, like it was made like another audience. Like, who else except diehard fans of the show would be crazy for this movie? That's what he says.
Even the diehard fans.
Even the diehard fans won't like it. And he says, like, is it predictable? Yes. Is it just a longer episode of the TV show? Yes. Is it funny? Depends.
Really not funny.
If you want to laugh, you laugh, but if you don't, you won't. That's kind of what you come at.
But it's really not funny.
But it's not funny.
Like, I was watching the movie, and I didn't laugh at all. But, you know, it's my brand of comedy. But, like, for the first 45 minutes, there was nothing to laugh at. There was nothing funny about it. And then the last hour and a half was just fucking depressing. There was nothing to laugh. There was no jokes there. There's maybe one or two chuckles I heard in the movie theater. That was it. So, again, man, if there was something worse than fucking Delaware, I'd give that this. This is probably definitely the top five of worst movies I've ever seen. By far. By far. And not just because of Sex and the City. Because of the whole fucking movie sucked ass. Sucked anus.
Yeah.
Sucked fucking anus.
Delaware!
All right, now that I'm heated, let's go to the pick of the day.
All right,
Blue Smoke, you want to introduce this one?
This is pick of the day. It's by a popular ska band / called Suburban Legends. It's one of their earlier good songs. Their newer stuff's kind of iffy, but you know, this is one of their other songs. It's called High Fives. So enjoy, motherfuckers.
High five, motherfuckers. Motherfuckers, that was the pick of the day.
Suburban Legends, high five. Check it out.
All right, that's about all the time we got for today. Remember, check out our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/tbuds630. That's TBUDZ.
Yeah, motherfucker.
630. And make sure, if you're listening to this podcast, leave us some love, leave us a comment, tell us what you want to know, what you want to hear.
Yep.
And just say hi, motherfuckers. Again, if you're going to go see Sex and the City, might as well just fucking kill yourself and save yourself the 2.5 hours. Fucking Delaware.
Fucking Delaware.
See you next time, motherfuckers.
Peace.